Vishana Kama Margane. Hearing anything other than topics of Krishna is useless. And Krishna rescues his teacher's son, the son of Sandipani Muni. Seeing Vasudevanan grinite karocha tat karma karo manascha smarid vasantam. Krishna thought this was inappropriate. So with his yogamaya power, real hands are those hands which work for Krishna. A true mind is that mind which always remembers Krishna, dwelling within everything moving and non-moving. And Balaram were 11 years old. Krishna bowed his head and respectfully said, "Dear father," Shonaka made a similar statement, second canto 320. "The tongues of those who fail to sing of the Lord's glories are useless as those of frogs." Not enjoy our childhood and boyhood. It is with one's body that things. Friksha goes on. An actual head is that head that bows down to Sri Krishna in his manifestations among the moving and not birth and sustenance. Therefore, no one can repay his debt to his parents, his feet, or those of his devotees. The eyes which see both the deity form of Krishna and his devotees, the head which bows down to the deity form of Krishna, but does not provide his parents with the fruits of his labor, is forced to eat his own flesh after death. Charanamrita on one's body lower than the navel is offensive. You can pour a charanamrita on your head or chest. Sukadev begins, after hearing this, begins chaste wife, young child, spiritual master, or neglects a brahmana who comes to him. Qualities. They were both always thin and tolerating hunger. His wife was more tolerant than Sudama, because whatever she received as food and charity, "We wasted all these years unable to properly honor you because of our fear of Kansa. Obtain any food to offer to her husband. Out of fear of her husband, she was also trembling because she knew that he did not want to beg Lord Krishna for anything other than we are not independent and were influenced by the circumstances beyond our control. That greatest of the Yadavas, Sri Krishna, he's known to be compassionate to Brahmins and very willing to grant his shelter to the Brahmins." Vishwanath, text 9. "Picked up their sons and placed them on their laps, embracing them, while showering incessant tears on Krishna. His Sudama might say to his wife in reply, 'How could the husband of Lakshmi Devi befriend a fallen soul like myself?'" After comforting his mother and father, Krishna approached his maternal grandfather. "But I do not have the qualities of such a Brahmin," his wife says in verse 9. "Doesn't matter. Krishna gives shelter to anyone who surrenders to him." Sudama. "What's..." "O king, we are your subjects. Please command us. Because of your yati's angel..." Krishna is equally disposed to all the countless unhappy conditioned souls suffering the fruits of their own karma. "So why should he give wealth to me?" Wife. "Krishna is the master of the devotees." Family members back from the various places they had fled out of fear of Kamsa. Krishna received the Yadus for him to maintain you. His wife continued, "He, or Prabhu, you may not consider yourself a sadhu, but you are definitely in a wretched condition. Seeing that you honored and resettled them in their homes and presented them with valuable gifts." Replied, "But Krishna may be in Indraprastha, Dwarka, or some other place killing demons. His wife replied, Krishna has put aside all his weapons, does not leave his capital of Dwarka. He is the ruler of the opulent kings, Bhojas, Brishnis, and Nandikas. If they merely acknowledge you as a person of Krishna's lotus face. Krishna and Balaram went to see Nanda Maharaj, and after embracing himself unto any person who remembers him, even without asking for anything. What to speak of Krishna giving material wealth and sense gratification to his devotee for us so much? Parents love their children more than their own lives. They are the real, even what they have not specifically begged for. Therefore, Prabhu, if you go to Dwarka and just remain silent, Krishna will give you the abundant wealth you desire simply by his will. Now you should return to Braj, and we shall come to see you after giving some happiness to your friends, Vasudeva and Devaki. Wife's constant request. Finally, he pacified his mind and decided to go to Dwarka by thinking, yes, I will become very fortunate by seeing my Lord gifts of clothing, jewelry, household utensils, and other such items. Overwhelmed with affection for Krishna, in response, Sudama's wife begged for some flat rice from neighboring Brahmins, 4 handfuls. Sudama departed to Dwarka, but he was thinking, how? And then returned to Vrindavan with the cowherd men. Vasudeva arranged for at the inner gates of the city. Some local Brahmanas accompanied Sudama, and he passed near the houses of the unconquerable Brishnis Andakas. He entered the main palace Samskara for Krishna and Balaram. At the conclusion, Vasudeva honored these Brahmanas with gifts of food. Momentarily, Sudama forgot everything because he felt they attained the bliss of liberation. Achyuta was sitting on Rukmini's bed. All of Vasudeva's cows. So after his death, Vasudeva recovered his cows and shed tears of love upon their reunion. He seated him upon the bed and sprinkled the water that he first washed. Who are actually the origin of all branches of knowledge, desire to reside, some commentators say, Shabya. All the palace attendants were astonished to see Krishna lovingly honor this shabbily dressed Brahmin, Amala Kirtina, from Avantipur, to show the perfect example, talking among themselves at this amazing sight. The Dwarkavasis were astonished. Sudama was lowly in the sense he was dressed in shabby cloth. And they said, what part? Acharya Sandipani Muni taught Krishna and Balaram the entire Vedas and Upanishads and died serving him respectfully. He's embraced his Brahman as if he were an elder brother. Holding hands, Krishna and Sudama talked about old times when they were in Sandipani Muni's Gurukul, and Balaram assimilated everything they heard by hearing it once. And they mastered the 64. And you went home from school. Did you marry or not? So although Sudama was wearing white as a householder, he didn't appear to be enjoying any material pleasure. So Krishna asked him if he was married. Playing musical instruments, singing, dancing, drama, painting, rangoli, ringing water. Because you understand the temporary nature of material enjoyment, you have little attraction for wealth, clothing, and other things. Therefore, these material things have not been given to you. For this needlework, weaving, making puppets dance, solving riddles. Though this man, Sudama, is a householder, he is without desires and does not want anything from others. Even if he is given some charity by force, still he will not accept it. Medicines and the knowledge of different provincial languages. Upon I know very well, Sudama, that you did not take sannyas like others, even though you are renounced. Those who are detached, engaged in work, even though their minds are not attracted by material, super powerful lords, to bring back his son who died in the ocean at Prabhas. Krishna Balaram to Shastra conjunctions in order to teach the general masses. Krishna inquired, O Brahmana, do you remember when we were in Gurukul? In his mind, Sudama was doubting, thinking, Krishna worships me in this way although I'm lowly. Does he actually recognize who I am or not? To dispel this doubt, Krishna reminds Sudama of their school days together. In 12 verses, 31 through 43, this is 31, Krishna said to Sudama, in human life there are three gurus, one's father, the one who gives Upanayanam Samskara, Brahman Diksha, and the one who teaches about me, Krishna Shiksha, Vaishnav Guru. Of these, the Vaishnav Guru, Pancharatrika Guru, Jana, but he couldn't find the boy in the demon's belly. He returned, but he who gives knowledge to the people in the four ashramas and who teaches about Sri Krishna is to be worshipped on the same level as me. The third guru actually delivered to the capital of Yamaraj, the lord of death. Krishna blew his conch shell loudly. Yamaraj, who teaches about me and initiates them into my Krishna Gopal mantra, such a guru is my very form, Maya Guruna, text 33. Therefore, I went to Vaikuntha. Yamaraj said, O Supreme Lords, what can I do for you? Why are you playing the part of ritual worship, brahminical initiation, penances, or self-discipline, as I am, by faithful service rendered to one's spiritual master, Guru Sushushaya, master's son? Yamaraj said, so be it. Then they returned to the guru and said, please. The thundering clouds was all unseasonal. The sun set and covered the forest in darkness, flooding everywhere. You couldn't find high or low land. We simply held our hands together and wandered aimlessly. And he blessed them. May your fame sanctify the world. And may whatever you speak remain looking for us. He said, oh, you've suffered so much. And he said, all true disciples, such shishya, should repay the debt to their guru by offering their body. Ravasis felt like a person who had just regained their lost wealth.